Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking an Amen-style 808 tail and turning it into a proper roller momentum tool inside Ableton Live 12. Not just a louder sub hit, not just a long decaying kick, but something that actually drives the groove forward and locks into the break in a way that feels timeless, functional, and seriously playable in a DJ set. This is intermediate, so I'm going to assume you already know your way around clips, warp modes, and stock Ableton devices. What we're doing here is less about flashy sound design and more about restraint, control, and groove. That's the real sauce in drum and bass. A good low-end tail should act like glue. It should bind the break together, add tension, and create that feeling of constant motion without stepping all over the amen. So the first thing you need is the right source material. Start with a clean amen break and a separate 808 tail that has a solid fundamental and a long decay. You want an 808 that isn't already wrecked with distortion, and you want an amen that has a decent kick and snare balance. If the break is too mushy or the 808 is too clicky, the whole thing gets messy fast. Drag the amen onto one audio track, and put the 808 tail on another track or into simpler if you want tighter control. Now set the tempo. For this kind of roller energy, somewhere around 170 to 175 BPM is the sweet spot. If you want a little more space, sit in the 160s. If you want standard jungle and DNB pressure, 174 BPM is right in the pocket. Set your grid to 1/16 while editing so you can be precise. Then drop it back when you're arranging. And if the amen needs warping, keep it light. Use beats mode if needed, and preserve the transients. In drum and bass, snap matters. If you overwarp the break, you lose that punchy human swing that makes the amen hit. Next, shape the 808 tail into something controllable. If you're using simpler, drag the sample in and set it to classic or one-shot mode depending on how you want it to re-trigger. Keep attack basically at zero, maybe a millisecond or two if needed, and let the decay do the work. Sustain should be low or off if you want it to behave like a clean one-shot. Release can stay short to medium. If you're staying in audio, you can trim and duplicate the tail region. Then tighten the clip so it sits neatly under the break. The goal is to make it modular. You want something you can place, repeat, and move around without it turning into a blurry subcloud. Now for the crucial bit, tune the tail. This is where a lot of people get lazy, and it absolutely shows. If the 808 tail is even slightly off-key, the whole loop can feel cheap, no matter how heavy it is. Put a tuner on the track, or use EQ8 and your ears if you prefer. Play the tail. Identify the strongest fundamental and transpose it until it sits on the root note of the track. A lot of DNB lives in minor keys, so think F minor, G minor, A minor, D minor, that kind of zone. For darker rollers, staying on the root or the fifth usually keeps the energy stable and serious. Once it's tuned, sync it to the amen groove. This is where the loop starts to feel alive. The 808 tail should not just sit there like a random sub note. It should reinforce the downbeat, support the push into the next hit, and decay in a way that complements the break. Try placing the tail on beat 1 so it anchors the bar. You can also let it overlap slightly into the loft beat, if that helps it feel more like motion and less like a stomp. A strong move is to layer the 808 under the kick on the downbeat, then let the tail decay under the snare without masking it. That gives you pressure without clutter. A really useful way to think about this is that the amen is the engine, and the 808 tail is the torque. The break gives you rhythm and swing, and the tail gives you that low-end shove that makes the loop feel like it's moving towards something. If the loop feels dead without the tail, but starts to roll when the tail comes in, you're on the right track. Now let's build the processing chain. A solid stock Ableton chain for this would be EQ8, saturator, glue compressor, drum boss, utility, and optionally auto filter. Start with EQ8. Clean up the low end first. High pass only if you need to remove unnecessary rumble around 20 to 30 Hz. If it feels muddy, cut a little in the 200 to 400 Hz range. If the fundamental needs more authority, you can give it a small boost around 50 to 80 Hz. Keep it focused. In drum and bass, low mids can get messy really fast, and that clutter kills the impact of the break. Then add saturator. You're not trying to crush it, just bring out harmonics so the tail reads on smaller systems and under dense drums. A few dB of drive is usually enough, and soft clip can help keep the peak under control. This is one of those tiny moves that makes a big difference. Without it, the tail might be huge in headphones but disappear on real speakers. With a bit of saturation, it gets character and presence. After that, glue compressor can help unify the break and the 808. Keep the ratio around 2:1. Use a moderate attack, so you don't kill the transient, and keep the release breathing naturally. You only want a few dB of gain reduction at most. We're not flattening this, we're binding it. If you put the Amen and 808 on a drum group, glue on the group bus can really make the whole loop feel like one machine instead of two separate samples fighting for space. Drum bus is another great one for this style. Use it lightly. A bit of drive, maybe a touch of crunch, and be careful with boom unless the tail is thin. Drum bus can give the tail a more produced, more physical hit, but too much and you'll smear the low end. The point is to add weight and attitude, not turn the loop into a fuzzy mess. Utility comes next. This is your mono and gain management tool. For the sub, keep the low end centered. If you're working in Live 12 and using bass mono, that's a good move for keeping things stable on club systems. Low end width can sound cool in headphones and fall apart on a PA. For this style, the bass should be locked dead center and strong in mono. No mystery there, just discipline. If you want movement, bring an auto filter. A slow low pass opening over 4 or 8 bars can make a huge difference. Tiny automation moves are what keep DJ tools interesting. You're not making a lead synth, you're making a functional loop that evolves just enough to stay alive. A little resonance before the loop resolves can add tension, especially when you're using the loop as an intro or outro tool. At this point, check the tail length. This matters more than people think. If it's too long, it swamps the groove. If it's too short, it loses that hypnotic drag. A good rule is to let the first few hundred milliseconds speak clearly, then taper the rest smoothly. Think motion, not stingers. Unless you want that hard old-school hit, the best tails suggest energy rather than shouting. Now we make it breathe with subtle variation. A proper DJ tool should be predictable enough to mix, but not so static that it gets boring after 4 bars. Try duplicating the 808 every couple of bars at a slightly lower level, or place a ghost hit just before the loop resets. You can even reverse a tiny slice into the next bar for a bit of suction. A short delay throw on one repeat can also add movement without making the loop feel like an effect showcase. These little variations are what turn a loop into a momentum tool. When arranging, think in phrases. Don't just drop hits randomly. For a simple 4-bar loop, you could have a strong first bar with the full Amen and 808 on the downbeat, then a slightly varied second bar, then another push in the third bar, and a filter rise or tail movement in the fourth bar to lead back into the loop. For an 8-bar version, use the first 4 bars to establish the groove, then open the filter a little, reduce the tail for tension, and bring in a little fill or reset cue near the end. That's the kind of structure that works beautifully for long blends and functional DJ use. If you want to take it further, group the Amen and 808 into a drum group and do your big picture processing there. That makes it much easier to hear, whether the tail is actually helping the groove or just sounding impressive on its own. And here's a great reality check. Mute the 808 for a few bars and listen to the break alone. Then bring the 808 back in. If the loop suddenly feels like it starts moving again, that's a good sign that the tail is doing its job. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't overload the low end. Two heavy low end sources in the same space can turn into mud very quickly. Don't leave the 808 untuned. That's one of the fastest ways to make the whole loop feel amateur. Don't make the tail too long. The DNB needs drive, not swamp. Don't smash the Amen so hard that you lose the swing and tension. And always check the loop in mono and at low volume. If it only works when it's loud, it's probably not balanced properly. If you want a darker, heavier result, you can use parallel processing. Duplicate the 808 or build an audio effect rack with a clean chain and a dirty chain. Keep one path clean with EQ and light compression, and run the other through saturator and drum bus for grit. Blend them to taste. You can also layer a quiet sine wave from operator under the 808 if you need more sub authority. Keep it short, mono, and tuned to the same note. That can add real floor shake without turning it into a full bass line. Another advanced move is to alternate the tail length by phrase. Keep the first half of the loop tight and controlled, then let later bars breathe a little longer. Or try a tiny pitch drift downward across the last beat of a bar to make the loop lean forward. Even a small timing offset on the repeat point can add a more human feel. And if you want a classic DJ tool behavior, build and B versions, one tighter and drier, one more open, filtered or slightly distorted. Alternate them every 4 or 8 bars to keep the arrangement moving. Here's a quick practice exercise. Build a 4-bar loop at 174 BPM using one Amen break and one 808 tail, with only Ableton stock devices. Tune the tail to the break. Put EQ8, saturator, glue compressor, and utility on the 808. Place the tail on beat 1 of bars 1 and 3. Automate a low-pass filter to open slightly across the 4 bars. Add one tiny ghost 808 hit before the loop resets. Then bounce it and test it in headphones and on speakers. Ask yourself, does the 808 support the Amen without masking it? Does the loop feel like it pushes forward, and does the sub stay stable in mono? If you want to level up even more, export 3 versions, a dry utility loop, a heavier club version, and a filter transition version. That's real DJ tool thinking. Same core idea, but different uses depending on whether you're blending, building energy, or transitioning between sections.